The bill includes the proposed Dairy Market Stabilization Program. To guard against low prices, it discourages farmers from overproducing milk. Bill Bruins is the president of the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation. The organization supports the program. He says without it, farmers could be in a situation where they're producing more milk than the market needs in order to stay profitable.
Without the market stabilization portion of the Dairy Security Act, there would be no trigger mechanism to signal farmers to cut back on production, and we would become a country awash in milk.
But milk processors, like cheesemakers, want as much milk as they can get their hands on. Jerry Meisner is the president of the Wisconsin Dairy Business Association. He thinks the market program is bad for business because demand is increasing.
We've increased exports in 5 years, like 25-30% in Wisconsin. And this is going to keep going, Steve. We need this milk to grow this Wisconsin dairy industry. We are the greatest area in the United States to produce the product.
The Dairy Market Stabilization Program is included in the Senate's version of the Farm Bill, but it is not a sure thing in the House. Meisner says while farmer involvement in the program is voluntary now, he wonders if the U.S. government will make it mandatory in the future. Steve Bryson, Wisconsin Public Radio.